Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having our good buddy Barry Moltz back on the show. Barry's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's one of the top entrepreneurship experts that we know. He's the author of many books, including his most recent one called Bounce, and it's all about understanding your resiliency factor, your attitude about failure. Do you have any confidence? And that's some of the things we're going to talk about right now. Barry, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. I was talking about, before you got here, I was telling the audience, I was asking them how resilient they felt. If, now that we're basically almost 2 years with the recession behind us and in this sort of not so great recovery for a lot of folks,
right.
How resilient are people feeling? How are they, have they gotten comfortable with failure? And what I said was, Barry, that I said, and I've been saying this a long time, that failure is the harness mate of success. What do you think?
No, I think that's true. You know, I was walking by a church the other day, and it said, if you want rainbows, you got to deal with a little rain. And I think that people have to realize that failure is just part of the entire business cycle, right? There's going to be success. There's going to be failure. When you fail, you learn whatever you can. But the most important thing is you got to let go and move on so you can give yourself another chance of success.
I like to think of – one of the things they in Chicago they talk about voting early and often.
Right, exactly.
You know, I'd like to fail early and often, and small. Fail early, often, and small, because if you have lots of little failures, I think big successes are built on the foundation of lots of little failures. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you have to know how to come back. You know, when I was an angel investor in the early 2000s, I never wanted to invest in a management team that never failed because I didn't want them to fail first on my nickel.
Right.
Because I want to see how can people come back. As you said before, what kind of resiliency do they have? That's key.
Well, and you know, and this is the thing, and as you spend more time in the marketplace, as you go through these failures, as you have things happen to you that you didn't want to happen, and when Barry and I are talking about failures, we're not talking about necessarily wanting to have a thermonuclear meltdown. That's not what
exactly.
We're talking about. Many people have had that and come back for sure, but still, we're talking about things that didn't turn out like you thought, and what you can learn from that, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, these are things that, and these mini kinds of failures may happen every single day. As you said, it's not catastrophic failures where you go out of business or go bankrupt. That's what you really want to avoid.
You know, I've had scenarios where I'd lose a customer or I'd get I was having cash flow issues and the next phone call was going to be my banker and, you know, stuff like
right.
that every small business owner has gone through. And in the very early days, I'm talking way back, I would imagine that this is it. It's over. I'm not going to make it. You know, this is the end of my life right here. And then it would happen. And the next morning, the sun would come up and I'd say, hey, I'm still here. I'd look at my hands and toes and I'd say, yeah, everything's still here. And then so every time it happens, you get to where you could take it more in stride, doesn't it?
Exactly. You know, I always say, just remember, the worst they can do is eat you, and that's illegal, right?
That's right.
And if that's the worst, if they can cook you, if they can steal you, Jim, but at the end of the day they can't eat you, you go to the bed, next day you get another chance.
That's exactly right. And you learn from that. And so, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is what we could learn from some of the great leaders of our time, President Washington, President Lincoln. We had Abraham Lincoln on the show about a week ago celebrating his 202nd birthday, and he was great. But boy, if you can't learn about failure, if you can't learn about resiliency from Abraham Lincoln, I don't know who you can learn it from.
Yeah, it's really amazing. You know, he lost the first couple times he ran for state legislator in Congress, and then he won the second time around. He lost both times he ran for U.S. Senate, but then he was later elected president. So he definitely had the whole up and down thing, but he never really gave up, and I think that's an important part for Lincoln.
Never mind the family issues. I mean, he had his own had a nervous breakdown himself.
Yep.
He lost his his fiance died. He's lost one or two children in the White House. I mean, he had lots and lots of issues, and yet he became someone that we still talk about.
Yeah, and it's also interesting. We don't necessarily think of General Washington or George Washington having great failures, but in his first battle, he actually was ambushed and was forced to surrender at Fort Necessity in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
And then in 1755, Washington had to assume command from a dying General Edward Braddock, and he led the surviving colonial soldiers on a successful retreat. You notice that word, successful retreat? He was able to save what he could and then come back another day to fight. And that's an important lesson in business.
It's called declare victory and run.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's true, and I'll tell you something, Barry. I have a list of about 12 things that were catastrophic professionally and personally in Abraham Lincoln's life. I have a list of those things, and I keep them handy. And whenever I get to where I, you know, I feel like I need to have a little pity party or something like that.
Right.
I go back and read that list, and it sort of snaps me back into reality.
Right, exactly. I mean, you mentioned the idea of having a pity party. I think that's really important, Jim, because I want to get it out. I want to cheer the darkness, right? I want to feel bad for myself. And after 24 hours, you got to let go and move on. So many people, Jim, stay stuck in that place where they say, woe is me. Why did this happen to me? I got to learn something. I can't move on, blah, blah, blah. You know something? You learn what you can. After 24 hours, let go. You got to move on, because when you move on, you give yourself another chance of success.
I don't do a lot of affirmations. I don't do a lot of that stuff. But there are a couple of things that I do in cases like that. I think about Sylvester Q. Pussycat. You know Sylvester the cat, right?
Yep, for sure.
Well, he had this little thing in the cartoons where he'd be thrown out of a restaurant, and he'd dust himself off, and he'd say, "I've been thrown out of better places than this." And that's what I would tell myself. If, you know, something bad happened, I'd say, I've been thrown out of better places than this. And there's one more that I say, and I talk about this on my show. I've told my audience this. I tell myself, this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber.
Yeah.
And that just sort of gets me in an attitude of resilience, frankly.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Give us your website, Barry.
It's www.barrymoltz.com, BarryMoltz.com.
Another guy who knows a little bit about climbing, he's a climber too, Barry Moltz. He and I will be right back after these messages. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots and lots of stuff there, including the body of work that Barry has deposited with us over the years. You can go back and listen to the evergreen stuff that he's helped us with over the years. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.